So people go away for Pesach. Do you need to do a bedikah in a hotel on Pesach? In other words, it's really a two-part question. If you get to the hotel before Vizman bedikah, in other words, you get there in the afternoon of the 13th, this year that would be Sunday afternoon, do you need to do bedikas chametz in the hotel Sunday night at the regular time of the bedikah? Or another set part two question is, if you come up just for Chol Hamoed to a hotel, you know, a Pesach program, do you need to do bedikas chametz at the hotel in the middle of Pesach? So the Gemara in Pesachim has the question: if someone rents a house from the renter, does he need to do bedikas chametz? So the Gemara says, depends. If the renter has the keys to the house by the time of his bedika, then the renter needs to do bedikas chametz. Otherwise, the original owner of the house has to do bedikas chametz. The Gemara also has a question. Well, what about if you do, if you rent a house after, you know, after the time of bedika, is the house considered becheskes baduk? Can you assume the house was bodek, that they did, someone did a bedika, the original owner did a bedika by bedikas chametz? And the Gemara says, well, you could assume that it was, that a bedika was done, but if the owner is around, you should ask the owner. That implies that if you ask the owner and the owner says he didn't do a bedika, then you have to do bedikas chametz. Shulchan Aruch Paskins like this, these Gemaras and Taf Lamed Zayin Aleph through Beis, Aleph and Beis. So it sounds like that you need to do a bedikas chametz if in both situations. If you get to a hotel on the day afternoon of the 13th, before the night, you know, nightfall of the 14th, then you need to do a bedikas chametz. And if you get to a hotel on Pesach and you know that there was no bedika done, it sounds like you need to do bedikas chametz with a bracha as well on Chol Hamoed. Now, however, halacha l'maaseh, both these issues are a tremendous discussion amongst the poskim, how this applies to modern day hotels. So first let's deal with the question of if you get to a hotel before Vizman Bedika, and now it's Bedikas Chametz, and you're in the hotel, do you need to do Bedika or not? So the Kinyan Torah in Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Chaf says you're not mechayev to do a Bedikas Chametz because you're not really a renter. It's very different in the hotels nowadays. You're just an achsanai bishchari, says. You're like a paying guest. And a paying guest doesn't have any Kinyan in the hotel, and therefore he does not need to do a Bedikas Chametz. And he says also, especially because the owner of the hotel could move you around to room, you really have no ownership in your house. Therefore, no bedika, no bracha. Rivo Sefraim says as well, like the Kinyan Torah, that there is no bedika at all. The Yalki Yosef says you need to do a bedika's chametz, but without a bracha. Similarly, the Tzemach Yehuda, brought down in the Sefer Retshuvos Mevchane Rabbanus, Meir of Daniel Kind, he writes that you're not chayv to do a bedika with a bracha, especially because these hotels, the rooms are becheskes baduk in a sense, because they're very careful about making sure the rooms are clean. So when you go to your hotel room, it's already cleaned. It's as if a place which no chametz brought into it. And the bracha would be a bracha latala, therefore he says don't make a bracha. However, on the other hand, the Shevet Alevi writes that no, of course you need to do a bedika with a bracha because you have a zechus ishtamshus in the room, you're using the room and you paid for it, so for sure you need to do a bedikas chametz with a bracha when you get there Sunday afternoon. Similarly, the Mincha Shlomo seems to say that you do a bedika, sounds like with a bracha as well. Similarly, Rev Herschel Schechter Shrita has told people that you do need, it's written as psak, that the psak lo you is that you need to make a do a bedika with 10 pieces erev Pesach, and you do it with a bracha. However, if Mordechai Willig has told, I've heard b'shmo, that you do not need to do a bedika. The reason being is with a bracha rather. There's no bracha because the hotels are becheskes baduk; they're already cleaned already. Now, what about the question where you go up on Pesach? So, what is the halacha in that situation when you get there on Pesach, and you know that no bedika was done in the room? So the Sefer Besider Pesach Kelchaso says, in this situation, you make a bedika with a bracha as well. And the Seder Pesach Kelchaso also said you do a bedika, but if you get there before, but now the question is, if you get there on Pesach itself, Seder Pesach Kelchaso says you make a bedika with a bracha, so says the Nitei Gavriel as well, that you're bodik with a bracha. Similarly, the Olei Shem says you're bodik with a bracha. However, it's brought down in Darkei Horah by Rav Asher Weiss that you make a bedika without a bracha, but no reason is given, but it sounds like that there would be no bracha on Pesach. Similarly, the Sefer Darkei Horah quotes from Rabbi Yosef Dov Weingarten that says you don't make a bracha on such a bedika because you already bodek the night of your house. It's a little bit of a hard svar to understand because this new hotel, you didn't own it at the time that you did the bedika in your house, so it's hard to understand why you wouldn't make another bracha, but that's his psak. Halacha l'maaseh, it seems to be a big machlokes in poskim. Everyone should ask their rav exactly how to paskin.